everything started to change when I, you know, I almost lost my house. I had to borrow money. Like, I had to, like, come clean. Okay, this is what's going on. You know, this is where we are. Fortunately, our family, our parents helped us. But then I said, this is it.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Hey friends, on this week's episode, I interview my great friends, my clients, really becoming my family, Gustavo and Annie Rojas. Their story is incredible. They came here from Venezuela and have absolutely transformed their life physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Get ready. This is going to be a powerful episode. I hope you enjoy it. Hey friends, and welcome to another episode of The Higher Self. This is a special one porque lo vamos a hacer en español. Nuestro primer show en español. So if you're an English listener, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you, but we're going to try to do this in Spanish and in English because my friends and I, we talk to each other in Spanish. So, ¿les parece bien? ¿Sí?
Spanish.
Listo.
In Spanglish. Spanglish. So I want to introduce you to my friends, Gustavo and Annie Rojas. ¿Cómo están?
Muy bien. Hermano, súper bien.
No. Qué bien, qué bien. Annie y a Gustavo los conocí hace ¿cuánto tiempo?
Para ver, 2020. Primero en 2020.
2020. Ok, 2020. Perfecto. Y en ese tiempo, ustedes son agentes de bienes y raíces. ¿Y qué, o sea, se hicieron parte de nuestros eventos, nuestra comunidad? ¿Qué fue lo que los atrayó a lo que nosotros hacemos?
Mira, excelente pregunta, Annie. Lo primero que me acuerdo de ti es yo buscando en Google. Seguro puse algo de trabajo, como que no sé, how to get a listing. Seguro estaba buscando algo y saliste tú, salió un video tuyo. Y ya, vamos a escuchar a ver qué tiene él que decir. Y cuando empecé a escucharte, todo lo que tú decías, o sea, lo sentía. Y dije, ok. Y después te descubrí en Instagram. Y no sé si te acuerdas, pero en ese momento tú tenías como un contest. Como que ponías una foto y quien te respondía primero participaba para tener como un live contigo. Y yo apenas pusiste una foto, te comenté rápido y ahí hablamos. Esa fue como la primera interacción. Y bueno, luego después vino launch, leverage, todo lo demás. Pero esa fue como la primera. Y por supuesto, para Annie, apenas te conocí, le comenté a Annie. Conocí a este tipo en Instagram, en YouTube, Ferrialtor, entonces ahí...
Y empecé a ver los cambios. Sí. Y yo, ya va.
Y a ver, Annie, ¿cuáles cambios? ¿Cuáles cambios miraste?
Cuéntanos.
He was like letting go. Él estaba siendo más él, o sea, lo veía into it. Like, he was just passionate about it, you know? He was just going for it. I felt like before, él estaba como capaz en un comfort zone. Y no se veía progreso, ¿sabes? Estaba como que, okay, todo bien, we're good. I mean, yes. But
you're talking about the business, right?
Yes, the business, yes.
Sí, eso fue, era otra época.
Internally, too.
Right, so you felt like he was stuck, como que no era él.
Yeah, no, like, he needed to let that, like, fear go out, like, both. And we have learned this now. With you, but his ability to talk with people, to sell houses, it's amazing. Like, I love and enjoy to see him enjoy what he likes, you know?
Right, yeah.
And that wasn't shown as much, you know? There was not a lot of vulnerability. Eso no existía mucho, ¿sabes? So it's good to see him evolve into this person that... It's amazing.
Gustavo, I remember you told me that when you first came to this country, and I want to talk about that because you guys have an incredible past. You guys came to this country from Venezuela, Gustavo through some pretty tough times. Would you mind sharing that story? Because I'll tell you why I want you to share it. Because for those of you listening, when you listen to where they are now, like, this truly is an example of what anybody can become if they really connect to themselves and if they really know what they want. So, Gustavo, would you mind sharing?
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in Venezuela, and then I graduated high school, and then I have an older sister. When we basically the same. She graduated high school, and then she came to the U.S. to learn English, and then when it was my time, the same. So I graduated high school, came to the U.S., came to study, and then my parents told me, so we can help you with the schooling. However, for you to, you know, leave, you're going to have to work. And, you know, I barely just turned 17 when I came. So I was 17 years old when I came, and my sister was 19. And so in that journey, you know, as soon as I came to the U.S., you know, I had to find a job. The first job I could find was working in a restaurant. And so I was cleaning tables. Because, you know, my English was, el inglés estaba limitado, pero tenía las ganas de mejorar. Entonces empecé limpiando las mesas, busboy. Ese fue mi primer trabajo. Busboy, limpiaba las mesas. Después aprendí inglés. Y cuando aprendí inglés, entonces fui mesero. Después como waiter, estuve varios años. Y ahí empecé a como conocer un poco más. Y fue como la primera vez que entendí lo importante de la comunicación. Y bueno, después de varios años, llegamos a Houston. Todo eso fue en la Florida. Después cuando llegamos a Houston, conocí a Annie. Y lo que eventualmente me llevó a ser realtor fue comprar nuestra casa, pero al mismo tiempo yo sabía que ser realtor era mi propósito, porque la profesión de realtor está como con el personal development, ¿sabes? Está como together. Y yo sabía que yo tenía que trabajar en mí muchísimas cosas. Mis miedos, mis limited beliefs. Yo no me sentía worthy, like I didn't feel worthy. Y yo sabía que si yo iba a ser realtor, iba a tener que trabajar en todo eso para poder ser un realtor exitoso, ¿sabes? Entonces fue como que yo busqué ser realtor, pero también esa profesión me buscó a mí. Como que yo sabía que, ok, esto es lo que yo tengo que hacer. Porque para poder ser exitoso, voy a tener que confront todos esos miedos, todas las inseguridades y todas esas cosas. Pero sin duda, fue un comienzo.
He was always learning about it.
Sí, sí. Comienzo humilde y imagínate, el día de hoy, o sea, a veces ni lo puedo creer.
Yeah. Y para hablar del día de hoy, el otro día tuvimos un momento muy bonito, porque para los que no saben, yo vivo en Austin. Mis amigos Gustavo y Annie viven en Houston. Yo siempre voy para allá porque me encanta la comunidad latina. Incluso voy a estar ahí este fin de semana.
Aquí te esperamos.
Sí.
Y me llevaron a ver su casa, su nueva casa. Para mí fue algo muy emocional, sinceramente, muy emocional, porque yo me acuerdo cuando estaba en that period of my life, you know? I remember walking through the first house that I was building from scratch, and like to see that I was in a small way able to, pues como que ayudarlos a ustedes o guiarlos en cualquier manera, fue algo para mí muy especial, muy, muy especial. Y fue algo muy, muy bonito. So, ¿por qué no hablamos de eso? Ahora en día, o sea, empezaron como un busboy llegando a este país, ¿no? Cuando nos encontramos, you know, as a real estate agent, you weren't even taking listings. And where are you today? Where is your business today?
Listing, what is that?
I don't even know what it was, right?
When I met you, I was working a W-2 job when I met you. And,
oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I was working a W-2 job and I was doing real estate kind of like part-time. And so that was like good and bad. Because good in the sense that I kind of had something, you know, like a safety net. But that was the same issue. I had a safety net. So for so many years, por todos esos años que estuve ahí, sabes, como que estaba bien, sobrevivía.
Exacto.
Sobrevivíamos. Entonces, ese fue lo bueno y lo malo. Pero todo empezó, y aquí voy a ser bien honesto, todo empezó porque personalmente no estaba ganando mucho. Entonces, cada mes gastaba más de lo que ganaba.
Wow.
Y mi mismo miedo de afrontar mis problemas me tenía inmovilizado. O sea, no, el miedo y en mi cabeza esa voz negativa era demasiado fuerte. O sea, conmigo mismo. ¿sabes? Como que, oh, mira, mira todo lo que está pasando, siempre hacen las cosas mal, ¿sabes? Esa voz negativa cada vez tenía más fuerza. Hasta que llegó el momento donde, imagínate, estuvimos así de perder nuestra casa. Teníamos deuda, sí, no, mal, grave.
Y yo no sabía.
No, o sea, grave, o sea, grave. No,
no hablaba, no había comunicación aquí, nada.
Wow. Well, because there's shame.
Yes.
Claro.
Yes.
Right. So when you're feeling insecurity inside of yourself, what you're really dealing with is shame, right? And then, of course, you're not going to communicate that to your partner because that shame is so thick that, quite frankly, and this is why people's relationships heal and get better once you discover your highest self, because that shame is gone. And so when that shame is gone, you can finally just start talking about everything. You can start talking about money. You can start talking about food. You can start, just start being honest with yourselves about what's really happening. That's when life starts opening up. Would you agree?
Yes. 100%. Yes. 100%.
Awaken. Uh-huh. Yeah. Bueno, justamente, yo lo vi la primera vez el año pasado en Awaken. Tú nos mostraste las emociones. El miedo, shame, guilt. Todas esas emociones te mantienen in action. Cuando yo vi eso, fue como que, eso es lo que me pasó a mí todos esos años. El miedo, ¿sabes? El shame, todo me mantenía sin, o sea, estaba, todo estaba pasando y yo no, o sea, no sabía.
You were stuck.
Exacto. Entonces, todo empezó a cambiar cuando llegó ese momento. But everything started to change when I almost lost my house. I had to borrow money, like I had to like come clean. Okay, this is what's going on, this is where we are. Fortunately, our family, our parents helped us. But then I said, this is it. Like, what? Like I looked myself in the mirror and I was like, what? I couldn't believe it, but I'm like, all right.
But we're proud of what we've become.
This is where we are.
And what we
keep. Well, and that's why I tell everybody, guys, it's like, that's the gift. In every bad situation, if you allow yourself, there's a gift in it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You wouldn't be who you are today, and we would have never met, quite frankly, if you didn't say, that's it, I'm tired of this. I'm not going to live my life like this anymore.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then I think that's how everything started. Then I finally had the courage. And I think that's kind of like the first emotion that propels the change. It's having the courage to like, okay, reach out to you, and then I met you, and then I saw that you had a coaching program, and I'm like, yes, I'm going to now believe in myself, enough with this. And then I started, hearing your message and how we could change, all the tools that not only on the business aspect you provide us, but also like the spiritual side, like, you, like I see you, as many things, but one is like you have like a group of tools. Like, okay, here, you can use this tool to remove your insecurity. And you can use this tool to get some listings. And
True.
Then I started working with those. Yeah, I started working with those and dude, like,
yeah.
And then everything got better.
You know what's so funny, man? It's like, I remember growing up and I remember like people would say bad things about Geminis, right? And they'd be like, oh, be careful because you're a Gemini or something. And I always was like ashamed of being a Gemini. And now I know why I'm a Gemini, because it's right. It's like, you want to remove the fear? Okay, here, open your mouth, drink that. we'll get rid of that fear real fast, right? You want to learn how to make money? Here, go say this, right? You want to learn more about your ancestors? Go say this. It's like, I love, I'm always searching, right, for the answers. And then I love giving them to people. It's what I love to do. Yeah.
Gemini here. So.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about spirituality because for you guys have journeyed, with us. What was that like for you?
Game changer. For me, a before and after. Before and after in the sense that, and still, it's not like a end process, still a work in progress. For me, the biggest lesson has been understanding that I am enough. I am it. Whatever that looks like for me in my life, I can do it. I have not only her behind me, next to me, but also I have myself. Like I can now trust in myself. You know, that was like the biggest game changer. Like for me to finally understand that I am enough, I am worthy, you know, whatever it is that I do desire in my life, I can do it. And the biggest thing for me has been like the peace of mind. Like if I compare my life like a couple of years ago, like 3 years ago, all time negative, like, I was like,
yes.
It's like, now it's like
peaceful.
And Ani, as a woman, right, hearing her husband say this, how has that impacted your guys' life together as a couple? Because I say this all the time, and I don't think people understand when I say this. It's like when you heal yourself, everything outside follows. The relationship, your health, your body, your money, everything follows. So Ani, I'm curious to hear from your perspective as a woman, like what has that been like for you guys as a couple?
He even has helped me heal, like, how I eat, because I didn't know much about that either. It was him teaching me, in a way, how to do that, you know, in life, like, right?
I love that. I love that. Well, and I also just love, like, you guys, as you guys, you have this energy, this vibrancy together, you know?
Communication has been incredible for us, like as a couple, because he was not being vulnerable. He was, that ego was there, that it was a lot of things combined, and then it just starts to like disappear. And then this amazing guy that I fell in love, it's like back again, you know, and that's like,
bye.
Yeah, like, it's amazing.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Love. That's what we have for each other. So,
Ani, what came up for you during the journey? Because you journeyed as well.
I am everything that I have ever wanted.
That's right.
I am. Like, I am. You don't have to look anywhere else. I have the answer. I am the creator. I understand. I ambition. I create. Like, I am beautiful. Like,
beautiful. Let's talk about health. This is something that I think has made our friendship even that much tighter, is that we believe, or not believe, we know. I don't like the word belief. Belief is someone else telling you. Knowing is you have discovered it yourself.
Yeah.
But we know the truth about health, and we know how important it is to not eat animals. And we know how important it is to eat high vibrating, high calibrating, high energy foods and to juice. And, you know, I think they hear it enough from me, but guys, you know, talk to them about health. Talk, do your thing.
Thank you.
Master here.
So for me, it's always been kind of like part of who I am as a person, you know, growing up, playing sports, and then, you know, going to the gym. So, like, trying to always be as healthy, like, eating, exercising has been, it's like a part of who I am. 1 second, there you go. So, it's always been a part of who I am. So, in that process, in that journey, I always, you know, try to study, try to research, and try to find what works best for me, for us. And then also, I go kind of by how I feel. And when I hear something, how does that make me feel? And so the journey started when we are bombarded with information, right? Mm-hmm. And like, for example, if we turn the TV on, we're going to see like commercials about fast food and those type of foods.
$1.
But then that doesn't resonate. Like that doesn't feel good with me. But is that truly the best for us? Or are they just trying to sell that to us? And then I started like asking, well, like, why aren't like fruits more common? Why are they not pushing like drink orange juice or drink apple juice? Why are they pushing like chemicals and all this stuff? Right. So then I started doing a little more research. And then I started to implement those habits. And then I started to feel better. I'm like, all right, this is working. Kind of like, I like where I am. And then we talked about it, right? It was at the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
We decided, you know, this is the perfect time to what we always talked about, us going vegan. Because, you know, I even for me to talk about, like, even for me to think about, like, eating another animal, like, I don't, like, that doesn't even feel or sit right.
And for us in Venezuela, we even eat, like, lamb, like, we everything. Like, we used to eat there all times of animal protein in my, like, in my family. That's what I used to see. But here, is I feel like it's different type of food. Like, hormones and then this pesticide. Like, they have a lot of stuff that now I repel. Like, I just don't feel good in my, it doesn't feel good in my body.
Yeah, same here. And I think it also became clear when I also started my healing journey, and then I started like, okay, I want the best for me. Like, I love myself. So I want to put in myself the best fuel possible and the things that are going to help me. And unfortunately, that's not the things that we see on TV.
Or the avocado, it's the best for you.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
That's what they want to give you. Like, cómetelo, 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 cómetelo. Get to this. Yeah. Like, not being yourself. Mm-hmm.
No, es que, y es que la gente no está despierto. La gente está ciego. La gente está ciego. Y la gente nomás ve y escucha y hacen lo que le digan que tienen que hacer. Y eso es lo que yo tengo pasión para eso, para ayudarle a la gente que puedan ver que los están vendiendo. Y le están vendiendo la muerte, es lo que le están vendiendo. Le están vendiendo la enfermedad. Le están vendiendo no tener energía. Le están vendiendo ser pobre. Le están vendiendo la oscuridad.
You completely helped us realize that even more.
Sí, sí. Sí, es que es muy claro.
It's true medicine.
¿Por qué venden cigarrillos? O sea, ¿por qué? ¿Por qué venden alcohol? ¿Por qué venden mil cosas que son malas para nosotros? Porque capaz para un sector es bueno todo esto, ¿no? Todo que nosotros seamos, que no tengamos buena salud, que estemos obesos, que estemos deprimidos, capaz es bueno para un grupo de personas porque nos pueden vender otras cosas. Causan el problema y después nos venden la solución al problema. Entonces, ¿por qué no? ¿Por qué no vivir una vida saludable, sintiéndonos bien, comiendo lo que la madre naturaleza nos está dando?
Y la energía, la energía. Para nosotras mamás, qué bueno es sentirte bien, donde puedes salir corriendo detrás de tu hijo de 2, 3 años, 4 años, que puedes ir para allá, que saltes, que, o sea, ¿me entiendes? Son niños que son energía, tienen una energía y tú necesitas tener esa energía para estar ahí con tus hijos y poder darles lo mejor y estar ahí y no vivir con todo lo que ya uno ha vivido.
Sí, claro. Especialmente sus hijos, que tienen mucha energía. Mucha energía.
Demasiado. Pero ya sabes de dónde viene, ¿no?
Sí, yo sé. Les quiero contar algo. Ustedes no saben esto, pero mi hijo está enamorado de su hija. Y entonces ¿qué pasó? Entró a una nueva escuela.
Okay.
Una nueva escuela y entró a una nueva escuela y parece que hay una niña bonita, algo así. Y Micah, su hermano, empezó a molestarlo. Como que, like, oh, she's pretty, you know, you have a crush. Y yo lo miré como un poco incómodo, Aaron, ¿no? Entonces, pero Micah le dijo, pero don't worry. Oye, ¿cómo se llama tu hija? No es Annie, es
Lucía.
Ah, sí. Micah le dice, pero don't worry, she's not prettier than Lucía. And Aaron dijo, oh, no one is. No one. Así,
oh, no, me lo
like, whenever you bring her up, he like changes.
Oh, my God.
¿Tú sabes que para Valentine's, él quería que nosotros lo llevábamos, que le quería dar flores?
Wow.
¿En serio? Like, it's totally like his little crush. It's his little crush.
Pero es que ya va, es obvio. Cuando estábamos en Colorado, los dos estábamos, se veían y hablaban.
Caminando juntos,
montándose. Oh, my God.
Demasiado cute.
Guys, you guys should have seen this. They were inseparable. Inseparable.
Yeah,
it was really cute. So, cuéntenme algo. O sea, si les tienen un consejo, esto es para nuestra comunidad latina, nuestra gente, que sinceramente, a un nivel mundial, yo algún día, y ustedes también les queremos ayudar. Si les tienen un consejo para mejorar su vida, mejorar su salud, mejorar su dinero, mejorar sus relaciones, ¿qué sería el consejo que les tienen?
Yo diría que be yourself, porque cuando you are yourself, tú transmites eso contigo y con todo el mundo. Y eso es going to keep you always up, lit.
Beautiful. I love that.
Sí, mira, yo les diría a todo el mundo, toma un tiempo solo, toma un tiempo para pensar quién eres, qué es lo que quieres. Toma un tiempo para diseñar tu vida. Si pudieras vivir una vida perfecta, ¿cómo sería esa vida? Y luego piensa también qué es lo que te está deteniendo de vivir esa vida, de vivir en paz. Y luego trabaja en mejorar esas cosas. Y que al mismo tiempo, lo que tú sepas que tú puedes trabajar, trabaja en eso. Pero también identifica qué son esas cosas que otra persona te puede ayudar y que tengas la voluntad, courage. Have the courage to find somebody who can help you.
Y la humildad.
Sí, porque a mí me pasó por muchos años, y creo que les pasa, incluso capaz también a muchos hombres, que el ego, como que no, yo estoy bien, amplio. Pero no, o sea, hay otras personas que te pueden ayudar. Y en todo aspecto, a ser más feliz, a tener una mejor conexión con tu pareja, tener una mejor conexión con tus hijos, como sea, el trabajo, el dinero, pero realmente que hagas lo posible por vivir una vida feliz, si es la que tenemos. Tratemos de vivir lo más felices posible.
Sí, definitivamente. Bueno, muchas gracias, muchas gracias por estar aquí. ¿Cómo se pueden comunicar con ustedes para hacerles preguntas? ¿Cómo se pueden comunicar con ustedes?
El mío es @AniGonzalez, A-N-Y.
Perfecto. Y síganla en TikTok porque esta chica tiene unos videos. Olvídese. Like a professional dancer. Go see her on TikTok for sure.
Sí lo es. Sí lo es.
En Gustavo.
Y a mí me pueden seguir en Gustavo Rojas Real Estate.
Gustavo Rojas Real Estate. Beautiful.
Y aquí estamos a la orden, súper agradecidos contigo.
Gracias.
Agradecidos de conocerte, agradecidos de tu amistad. Conocerte a ti, tu familia y bueno, trabajar juntos en ayudar a muchas personas.
Así es.
Súper agradecido.
Definitivamente. And thank you to all of you for watching. As you can tell, these shows are not scripted. So we hope you enjoyed the Spanglish aspect of it. And if you did, leave us a comment because maybe we'll do more of these. And, you know, it made me realize that maybe we should do more of these. So,
yes.
Yeah, this was fun. This was a lot of fun. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Take care. Bye-bye. A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcasts, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.